Welcome to our podcast and also a bit of a chat together with a very nice man. Kia ora to our good friend Phil Duncan over in New Zealand. How are you today?
Kia ora, hello, g'day. I'm very good, thank you, sir.
Well, we've had a mixed bag of stuff, which you predicted pretty well, and also a slight warming. We're certainly getting that. We've had up to 35 here recently, and we've got another one coming up. But the rest of the season is looking like a bit more predictability. A lot of westerlies, a lot of lows and highs and all sorts of things happening, but mainly a lot of drying out on the eastern coast of both New Zealand and also Western Australia, but also a bit more rain because of that warm, moist air and also the water off the Coral Sea. So what's happening? Are we going to go back to neutral or what's happening?
Yeah, there's quite a few things going on. As far as the El Nino, La Nina discussion's concerned, there is still chatter about a La Nina forming, but you know, it may only be a fairly short-lived weak one. So whether that actually impacts the weather in southeast Queensland or not, it's a little hard to kind of know. But what we are seeing is a lot of high pressure dominating Australia over the next couple of weeks, especially around the Queensland area. And so that means dry, settled weather. And as that high departs later this coming week, hotter weather moves through. So you mentioned 35 degrees. That's possible again this week. A lot of dry weather on the way. But there is some signs of that breaking as we go over the next couple of weeks. And we may start to see a bit more energy from the Coral Sea, sort of air flows coming from there and more showers developing, a bit more low pressure maybe later into the month down around New South Wales. That could trigger more thunderstorms in your area. But there's no really big sort of low pressure zone or big rainmaker yet that has come in to change the forecast, but showers, that's likely to be developing more and more over the next couple of weeks.
And obviously with that, I guess the big problem of forest fires, you know, we've already had a fire ban week this week. It's still in force until Tuesday at midnight. There's going to be more of that going on too, because we've got a lot of undergrowth around here, and of course the weather being warm is always that risk as well. Will that be something that's going to kind of continue for a while?
Yeah, I do think there's a bit of a heightened risk at the moment for that, because we're seeing what we get, you know, typical spring weather further to your south. So around New South Wales and Victoria and Tasmania, there are a lot of low pressure systems moving through, a lot of storms just south of Australia. And when you've got these big high pressure zones moving through in your area and big storms down there, it can make for very windy and hot weather. When those lovely high pressure systems depart and the clouds come back, it can be very windy. And we are seeing some windy, hot northwesterlies and northerlies in the mix, westerly winds in there too. And so that increases the risk of any kind of bushfires, because once it's hot and windy, that's obviously, as many of you know, the worst sort of recipe. And around that, you've got these thunderstorms forming as well, which can, of course, spark the fires in the first place. So you've got a few things going on, but the main feature really overall is a large amount of high pressure and perhaps an increase in showers and thunderstorms developing as we go into the month, but not really this week.
All right, so I guess to wrap it all up, kind of in a sense, expect the expected that we're getting right now. Might get a few storms down the track, and we could sort of lean towards getting a bit more rain towards up to the at least to the end of the year, and then all things are off and things change back to kind of normal, where it's everything's back to neutral and Indian Ocean dipole back to normal. It seems likely La Nina is going to go back to normal, neutral, and it might be a fairly hot, dry summer.
Yeah, and that is a concern. I'm hearing from people up in the top end around Darwin and Catherine saying to me, you know, very dry season so far. And while there are showers and thunderstorms finally in the forecast, there's not actually a lot of rain. It's fairly sort of, you know, isolated and not necessarily repetitive in the same area. And we do see a little bit of an uptick in low pressure around the far north of Queensland as we go into the later part of the month. But again, nothing enough to kind of break away these high pressure zones that are at this stage holding back some of the rain. But, you know, it doesn't take much to move things. And all it takes is those highs to drift further down towards New South Wales, and or actually further than that, down towards Victoria. And we'll start to see some rain coming back into Queensland.
A very good news is we get to talk to you each month, which is wonderful. So we're going to catch you again next month. We'll see what changes, if any, appear next month. Phil Duncan, kia ora as always, and of course, you having a great week.
Thank you very much. Have a great week yourselves.
And this podcast will be on always on a Monday. That's when it's also aired. So have a great day. This is Moreton Bay's Home of Classic Hits 101.5.